In the West, in Tripoli, in the big towns, these are towns governed by militias. So they are just afraid and they cannot speak up. But I went to the market in Tripoli. I just told the security people to stop. And then I asked ordinary Libyans, what do you want? And they wanted to have security. They do not want to have children kidnapped on the way to school. They want to have electricity and they don't want to be bothered at night by militias here. That's what they want. And I asked them how to bring it about. And they clearly said, I mean, bring us this government which has to be effective. And that's what we are working for.
But now the minority is preventing the majority to move forward. What's next now?
I think one cannot have the process hostage of the minorities. Both the parliamentarians, they signed 100 signatures for the new government of national unity. However, the minority just cut the electricity and made it impossible to vote. Now, what are you doing in this kind of situation? Libya is a state which has no effective institutions. In fact, it's not a real state. It is, governed by chaos and anarchy. Now, this does not disappear overnight. And we from the United Nations, we have experience with strategic patience, but also with insistence to bring these kind of processes ahead.
You warned in your briefing to the Security Council that Libya could face the risk of collapse. What did you mean exactly by this?
Well, the financial resources of these countries are shrinking and the oil price is falling and the oil production is falling dramatically. There were 1.4 million barrels per day in 2011 and now there are 350,000 barrels per day with a falling oil price. So you can imagine that there is soon no money for salaries, no money for subsidies, no money for electricity and nothing.
What kind of support do you need from the international community and the countries in the region?
It is very important to be politically united and not to play games with a country, not to have proxy wars fought there, because everybody has one joint interest and this is to fight the Daesh. It's very important to limit the expansion of the Islamic State, because this adds to the difficult situation. They are expanding at this stage to the east, to the west, but also to the south. They have bridgeheads in the south, and in Niger and Chad in the south, the neighbors, there are terrorist organizations, and if they team up with them, it will be very difficult to redress.
You mentioned specific steps during your briefing. One of them, you will reconvene the political dialogue again. What's next? Where are you going from here?
Well, we have the obligation now, all of us, to encourage the Libyans. It's not us. We don't govern the country. The Libyans have to take charge. This is Libyan ownership, but to push them and to encourage them really to take the necessary decisions. To approve the government, this is the Libyan political dialogue, this government must be in Tripoli. It's worthless government if they sit in Tobruk or in Tunis or
is
somewhere
else. Is that possible
at all? Yes, it is. It's not. You will not wake up one morning and suddenly all the president's accounts and all the government is in Tripoli. No, it has to be phased in. There are already ministers there. And one has then to develop a dynamic. They have to develop the dynamic that more and more people join, that the State Council is functioning, that the House of Representatives sees the advantage to have a government delivering basic services to the population.